Get it? The Bird Show.
What's up, y'all? It's Mo. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you love what you heard, well, take a second to leave us a review. But only if it's 5 stars, of course. But why wouldn't it be?
All right, so we are circling back with Samantha. It's the sexy bridal, what?
It's the slutty bridesmaid's dress that won't go away.
Yeah, man, she doesn't know how to get out of this whole situation. Hey, good morning, Samantha. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing all right. I'm happy to be here to get some help.
Okay, so this is our third try at this. So as a recap, Kristen, when Samantha initially called us, her brother's sister suggested a bridesmaid dress that Samantha here did not feel was appropriate for church.
Her brother's wife, yes. She reached out and sent a picture of the bridesmaid's dress to all the bridesmaids being like, hey, this is the one you're going to wear. And it has a very high slit. It is very cleavage forward. And Samantha here was like, no way do I feel comfortable wearing this, A, in a church, and B, in front of all our families and friends, all of our family and friends, including grandma. Grandma doesn't need to see that much of my boobs. So we were going to have her reach out to the bride and say something. But before she even could, the bride responded. Apparently another bridesmaid had similar misgivings about the dress. And so the bride was like, so it's been pointed out that this might not be appropriate to wear in a church. So this is the dress we're going to wear for the ceremony. But then she followed it up with, I still want you to wear this dress for the reception. So now the bridesmaids are on the hook for not one, but two dresses. One, a more conservative one for the church ceremony. And then the second one, what we have dubbed the slutty bridesmaid's dress for the reception, which Samantha still does not want to wear. She does not want to wear that in front of family, and she's just personally not comfortable wearing that, period.
Just curious, because you seem astonished the last time we talked to Samantha that a bride would suggest wearing one bridesmaid dress for the wedding and then have a bridesmaid dress for the reception also. How often does that even happen?
Never. Like, unless you're like $1 million weddings, like if it's like a super expensive wedding, I've been in 10 weddings. Nobody has ever asked me to wear two bridesmaid dresses. I think that is just, that's asking a lot of your bridesmaids.
I think it's becoming more of a trend for bridesmaids to do it because it's becoming so much more popular with brides to do it. I feel like 15 years ago, you just didn't have two dresses. That wasn't a thing. Now with like Pinterest and Instagram and everyone seeing their friends have two dresses, it's becoming way more common, and I think it's just kind of starting to trickle down into bridesmaids having an outfit change too.
I'm all here for the bride to like have like a special ceremony dress and then have a fun party dress for the reception. Man, to ask your bridesmaids to shell out money for two dresses, if you wanted to cover the cost of a fun party dress for the reception and pick that tab up for your girls, by all means. Asking them to shell out for two dresses, that's asking a lot of your bridesmaids.
In Bertopia, there are no weddings. There are just elopements. You're not allowed to have a wedding.
That'd be perfect.
You got to go. Mm-hmm. Get out and do it yourself. Come on back and throw a party, but there are no weddings. All right, Samantha, so who do you want us to text today? And then we got to come up with a strategy, because if it's the bride that you want us to text, she could take this real personally very, very quickly.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the suggestion last time was to text her directly, and I agree. I think that's better than trying to pull my brother into it, because she might, I don't know, she might actually get offended, too, that I'm going, quote unquote, behind her back, when really it's her thing.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. If the bride has made the request, you need to talk to the bride about the bridesmaid's dress, not her brother.
Right.
Man, how do you say that without her feeling judged? And I think we had said that maybe we need to turn this into a, hey, this is a me thing. I'm just so conservative. Your dress is absolutely beautiful, but I'm either blank, insecure, or just it's a me thing.
It seems like that would work. Like, she wouldn't take it personal if you make it clear that it's you that's uncomfortable and it's not her actual dress, right?
Well, I think especially with women, they're going to find a way to twist it to be in their favor. So whether we make it a money thing, I'll cover the cost. If we make it an insecurity thing, she's just going to throw compliments her way. So I feel like we just have to choose one of these strategies and prepare for it to fail, and then we can pivot.
All right, Abby, you were the one who was most recently in a wedding as a bridesmaid. How would you start this combo with the bride?
If it was me in this situation, I would pull the money card, because I feel like that's going to be the hardest one for her to argue with, unless she's going to cover the cost.
See, that's an easy fix, though. That's what I'm nervous about, is that if we use that initially, she can immediately, oh, I can't have that. That's no problem at all. If you're uncomfortable, I'll cover it. And then we've got nothing after that.
Or we could go in with the money thing, and if she says, if it works, great. If she says, I'll cover it, and we can go, okay, I'm sorry, I was embarrassed to tell you this. I just don't feel comfortable about my body in the dress. I wanted to, we can admit to using the money thing as a scapegoat because we didn't, we were too embarrassed to talk about how we didn't want to see our bodies in that dress because it's, you know, we're super conservative and we felt shy and embarrassed about it. So then we've even pushed even harder that this is a very sensitive issue for her.
All right, Samantha, hold on 1 second. Give us a couple of minutes. When we come back, we will have a very strict blueprint, a strict strategy. And we will go into it and we will start texting the bride, telling her that her dress is just, it's not comfortable for you at all.
Yo, okay? Skankalicious, I don't want to wear this.
All right, Bert Show's texting tutor coming up next.
Get it. The Bert Show.